But say there were small pumpkins. In other words, if the man goes around with other ladies, you should know your wife Mustam also goes around with other men also. Shashi boitzina deluyin katanas koyma. She boitzina min atzmoy zenoy vzeno efesu. Is, yeah. They're both miskaven lesnus here. Achashver v'shen vashti. Is who I am a lahara says Yofia, that Achashver said, I'll show off how beautiful she is, how beautiful she is. Vila kasnas kavnu, she is takla v'yafer, and that's what she wanted also. She also wanted everybody to look at her to see how beautiful she was. Right, then the psukim say, "Vayeim Ashri was the seventh day of the Mishnah. The seventh day, Ketoyv Leiv Hamelach B'Yayin. On the seventh day, finally the king got shikha. That's when he drank a lot of wine and he was high. For the Gemara, Azochin a shikha like Achashverosh. Oto ad hashto leitov levayil b'chamro. It took the Rabbi Menach Achashverosh 7 days to get shikha. Nistama, 1 hour he got shikha. What happens in the seventh day he got shikha? What took so long to get shikha to the seventh day? Nistama, he got shikha right away? Is Amarovo, what Yom Ashriya means, Yom Ashri Shabbos Hoya. It means it came Shabbos. She Yisroel Oichlin V'Shoysin. Kla Yisroel eat and drink the Abbasud Shabbos. Ma'atchilim B'Divrei Torah. What does a Jew do by a Shud Shabbos, by a table? He says Divrei Torah. Over Divrei Tisbachos, and he says Shios Tisbachos, he like thanks Hashem. What do the prostagoyim do by their meals? Shoichlim v'shoysim, and maschilim melam v'divrei tiflis. Oh, when they sit down to eat and drink, all they think about tiflis, about znus. They start thinking about preachers, about ladies. V'chein v'sadot v'shloish v'rosha, the same thing. When Achashverosh made his big party there, for all his chashiv goyim there, is what they talk about? The chain b'sudah shalosh rosha. His big suda, his big party Achashverosh made. Halol ha'omrim, these people said, midyoyes nois. The ladies in our town, the midyoyes, they're the most beautiful ladies there are. The halol ha'omrim, the people from Persia said, no, parsoyes nois, we are the beautiful ladies. That's what they spoke about, how beautiful the ladies are. His omel Achashverosh, the big boss Achashverosh also came and said, Kli shani mishtamish boy, my queen that I use, ain't a loy midai. She doesn't come from Modai. For loy pasoy, she's not a Persian lady either. Ella kasdoy, she comes from kasdoy, and she's the most beautiful one there is. Ritzayin chim l'roisay. Should I prove it to you? Do you want to see how beautiful she is? Is omru loyin? What do you think they said? Of course, you want to see how beautiful she is. But they made the big chacham there. They made it tonight. Obavach yitayaruma. We want to see her naked. You bring her out naked. About rumor. Now that's how prost these people were. That's what they were talking about. Like the big Achashverosh, he looked like he's making a party only for the men, but they were thinking about the ladies. So they said, bring her out the rumor. Shit now. Right. Now the Gemara just says, Shebemide shod moided bo moidedim boy. This is like a Kodesh Baruch who gives back judgment, mide keneged mide. Like the same thing Vashti wanted to do to the Jewish girls, that's what Hashem did back to Vashti herself. What does this mean? Melamed comes to teach us from him that since Achashverosh like commanded her to come out naked, is Melamed choice of Vashti or Shor, this wicked Vashti, Meviyah B'nois Yisrael. Before this, what she used to do was, she used to bring the Jewish ladies, Jewish girls, Umavshitin Aruma, she used to make them get undressed, the Oysin Ben Melochim Shabbos, and she used to make them work for on Shabbos. That's what she used to do. Now Hashem is giving it back to Vashti, that on Shabbos now is when Neratum is B'yom Ashri. On Shabbos is when Achashverosh got shikha, then it could be with shikha before also. But it means now on Shabbos came out the words of Achashverosh that you, Vashti, should also come out naked in front of everybody else. That's the Midi Kenegan Midim. The same way you caused the Jewish girls to go naked on Shabbos, we're causing you also to come out in front of everybody else also naked on Shabbos.
All right, turn over.
I know this says, that's what the pasuk says, Acher Adzvor Meila, after these times, Kishoich Hamas Hamelech HaKashverus, Zohar Es Vashti, after he calmed down, after he stopped, he came sober again, he remembered Vashti, V'yas Asher Asosa, he remembered what she did, and he remembered now that Fidin 101 is perfect. What the Gzera was against her, that he understood that the same way that Vashti did to the Jewish girls, she made them work undressed. Kach nigzer aleha, the same thing nigzer was back to her, that she also has to work undressed. Yeah. Yeah, then we say, the Pesach says, Vatimoyen hamalko Vashti, that Vashti refused to come. Achashverosh told her to come to the Suda, and the way the Morris says, he told her to come undressed, and she refused. So first should you say she refused because she didn't want to come undressed? The Morris says no. Michti, Pritzisor Havoy. She was a poet anyway, she enjoyed this, like we said before. She was also in the scavenger to make a party to look nice that the men should look at her. So she would enjoy this to go undressed. So how come she didn't want to come? The Yom Amar, we learned before, Shneim Ladvar Averin Eskavnu. Both Achashverosh and Vashti had one thing in mind, to make a party, to be with the men and ladies together. So my time of Loyasoi, how come Vashti did not want to come to the Suda the way I was told to come? So Amar Rabbi Yosi, Bar Chanina, Malamar comes to teach us, She Porcho Bot Saras, that she became a Mitzvah, she got leprosy over body. When this happened, that she got Saras, leprosy, come in a body, that's why she didn't come. Rashi says, the Yalap Yishalmi, Nishama learns out, May Asher Nigzer Aleha, Ulsiv Ayoshev Beis Achoshis Mitzoroya, Ki Nigza Beis Hashem, Malal and Tsuras, not Kan Tsuras. The Bekutsa, she had a Tsuras, that's why she didn't come. The Masbisa Ton and the Brysi would learn like this, that Bor Gavriel, Gavriel Malach came to Vashti, the Osso Lozonov, and he made her have a tail, and she grew a tail. About she had a tail on the body now, a zon of a tail was on her body in the back, that's why she was so embarrassed, that's why she didn't want to come. And now it's very good, if she would have been dressed up, it wouldn't have been so bad. But now that the Xer was to come undressed, to come with a tail is the worst thing, that's why she didn't want to come. So Belzer says, Vayiktsav HaMelech Niyoy, the king got very angry at her. Zodmer, Amai Dolke Bei Kulihai, how come he burnt up so much, what was so gefährlich? She refused, so what? It's not the first time it's time that she refused him. How come he burnt up so much now? Rava says, Shol Chalei, Vashti sent back to her like back to him like this. Bara Hurayu, Shashi Sharmi Asusim. Like you're a person that what the people that watch the Susim and take care of the horses, the Abba of my father, Lekabal Al Fukhamra, they were able to drink like 1,000 cups of wine, Shasi, Vulor Ravoya, they didn't get shikha. They were like, her father, her grandfather was the Nebuchadnezzar Rosha. So by then the people took care of the Sherman Masusin. They were so used to drinking, they could drink 100 glasses of wine, and they won't get shikha. The Yehu Gavra and you Achashverosh, Ishtatati Bechamrei, you drank a little bit of wine, you got shikha right away. That's what Vashti sent back to Achashverosh. So not only the pshat that she didn't come, she refused him, but she like ranked him out also and said like, how come you shikha? So Miyad right away, the Chamosoi Boraboy. Right away, Achashverosh burnt up and he got angry at Vashti. So right away, Achashverosh said he called to the Chachomim. Who are the Chachomim? Man Chachomim. Who did Achashverosh call to first? Like to find out what should we do to Vashti? Is Rabbonin? First he called to the Rabbonin. And which Rabbonin? The Talmid Chachomim, Yodeya Itim. The people that know how to make calculations of the months. She Yodim La'avishonim. The Ulukvei Achadoshim, the Talmid Chachomim, that know how to make exactly when the Rosh Chodesh is, and they know how to make an extra month. Which year has to be an Ibra year to have another month, 13 months to the year? So Omar Lahu, Dainuli, so Achashverosh told these Talmid Chachomim, you give judgment. What I should do to Achvashti for what you did, to not to refuse me and to say such a statement to me. She called me a shikha. Is Omru, they said, Heichinavus, they said to themselves, what can we do now? Neimole kitlo, should we tell Achashverosh to kill her? Lemocho posig lecham, we have to be afraid that tomorrow he's going to become sober again, Achashverosh. Uboyilo minon, and he's going to mourn us, like how come we had Vashti killed? So therefore we can't tell him to kill Vashti. Neimole shafko, let's tell her, leave her alone, don't do anything to her. Now we can't do either, because calls Nazazlo Vachusa. She's making fun of the Melech. He can't do such a thing like that. He can't let her get away for nothing. So Omru Loi, so Chom answered back to Achashverosh like this. Armula, they said back to Achashverosh, you should know that miyoyim shechor beis hamikdash, from the day of the churban of the first beis hamikdash, v'golino miyatzeinu, we were thrown out of Yerushalayim. Nitla eitzim menu, was taken away from us the power of counsel. We can't give eitzim, we can't give advice anymore. V'yeinonu yoydim lodun, dinu nefoshes, we don't know how to make judgment anymore about killing somebody or not. So Melo, you can't come to us, but rather zil lagabi amun umayiv. Go to Amun Umayyad. The Yasbi Badakhtayu, they're still sitting in their place. Ke Khamrum the Yasavar Judayu. Like wine that stays on its sediments. That then it's in its place. Like Rashi Shmorov. In other words, by Mayav and Amun, they're Bikham also. Go to them, let them pass the noise. As if to say, let them get in trouble. Don't bother us, let Amun Umayyad get into trouble. The Taima Omrulay, and really the Khum said a good thing. The Yasif, what the Pasuk says, Shanan Moyev Menurov, who was very happy to Moyev when he was young, Veshoykit to Al Shmorov, he was on his Shmorov, on his sediments, Veloy Hurak Mikli Akli, he wasn't caught for monkeys, another Kli, Ova Gerdeloy Holof, and the other got exiled, Al Kain, Omad Tamoy, boy, its taste stayed with them, Verecheloy Nomor, and the Reach, the smell never went away from them. In other words, Amun and Moyev never went to Golas, nothing ever happened to them, whatever they were, they still are right now, so bother them. Go ask them to give you judgment. Miyad, so Achashverosh listened to them, and Miyad right away it says, Vahakra Velov, Kashina, Zeshar, Admosar, Sashas. Right away Achashverosh called these Bichachonim to him that they should give judgment. Tomorrow says all these names now, Kashina, Shesar, Admosar, Sashas, these names, Omer Rebbe Levi, Koposuk Zer, Al Shum Korbonus Nemer. All these psukim, these names here rather, are going on the different karbonis. Like to make a contrast between Klai Yisrael and the Goyim. And we'll soon see. Karshino, the first one was called Karshino. What does that mean? Karshino, Omru, Malchai Asherah, Sofnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Malchai Asherah said to Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, Klum Hikrivu Lefonecho Korim B'nei Shona. Did these Goyim ever bring a korban to you? Korim, of B'nei Shona, 1 year old, Kedera Sheikh Rivu Yisrael of Anecha, the way Klai Yisrael brought Kabonis for you? That's the Lashon of Karshina. Goyim make Rivu of Anecha Korim B'nei Shona. Did they ever bring it to you? They never. So that's why Hashem, I should have Rachamonis on Klai Yisrael and not on these Goyim. Sheisar, what's the second name? Sheisar, Kashina Zeisham. Kolobnik Ribula Funecha Shtei Torim. Did they ever bring two Torim, two birds for Korban for you? Like Klai Yisrael does. Admosa, what's the next name, Admosa? Klum, Bonu Funecha Mizbech Adama. Did these Goyim ever build a Mizbech for you, made out of dirt, like Klai Yisrael did? Tarsish, what does Tarsish mean? Klum, Shimshu Funecha Mizbech Kuna. Did they ever do any avoid any work for you, Hashem, and dress up nicely like the big Kohen Gadol did? The Yechsev, it says, Bu, Tarshish Beshoim V'yashro. But this is the way you explain the begodim of the Kohen Gadol. So Tarshish goes on the beautiful begodim that the Kohen Gadol used to wear. Big Kuna, or the Kohenim used to wear. Meris, what does Meris mean? Klum Mirsu B'dam L'Funecho. Did they ever go and mix up the blood? Rashi says, Shemir Sumin de Tadam, Shle Yikrash, Vishub Lo Ye Royal Zrika. By Karbonah sometimes, if you can't make the Zrika right away, like on the Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol, they have to have one person mixing up the blood, that it should not dry up or gel up to be possible for Zrika. Did the Goyim ever do this for you? Then Marsino, the next one was called Marsino. What does that mean? Klum Mirsu B'Menochus? Lefonecha, did they ever mix up a mincha for you? Like Blulim, it says by minchas, Blulim Hashemin, they never did this for you. Memuchin, who is Memuchin? Klum Mechimu Shukha Lefonecha, did they ever prepare a table for you? So that's what the Machi Shol is telling us, like Hashem, like look at these Goyim Abedaya, Kenegat Klai Yisrael. So that was Memuchin. Yeah, Shukha Lefonecha, V'yayimah. Memuchin, and to say like V'yayimah Memuchin, that it's prepared for you. Torno would answer the price like this. Memuchin, who is Memuchin? Zehoman. He was really Haman. He was also there to give this advice to kill Vashti. For Loma Nikra Shemay Memuchin, why was his name called Memuchin? Shemuchin Lepronis. He was there prepared to make Pronis, to make a punishment come. Rashi, Oymed Lias Toli. He himself will deserve to get hung. He's going to get punishment back. Omer Avkana. Mikan Shehedjit Koifet Broish. the head yet, the Pashta person jumps to be the head. Like coming here, jump to be the head, Mr. Omer. Shrashi, can't change your cut with Rosh. Sharei, mon oisa, kostel obsaif. The Pashta calls Haman here the last one. The Muchim was the last one of all these people, Achashverosh asked to give judgment. Al Magru Humikulam. Haman was the worst one, he was the dumbest one of all of them. Vukovat Brosh and Punkta Mamuchin, he's the one that gave the big Eitzah to have Vashti killed. You see, the more empty you are, the more he jumped up first to talk. That was Haman. Tosis says then, Leos Kolish Shara Beisai. So the letter went out that we're killing a Vashti, and because of this, there'll be a new rule that everybody should, the men should be ruling over the house. Is Omar Rav, Rav said, El Mola Yigeras HaRishonis, if not for this first, like a stupid letter, Lo Nishtai Misnei Shal Yisrael Shvid Vapolit, Klai Yisrael would have never been saved. In other words, like this, this first letter that came out, the all the Goyim made fun of it. So they saw the king is not so smart, he does the foolish things. So therefore, when the second letter came out, to kill all the Klai Yisrael, they didn't take it so seriously, they didn't kill out the Jews until Mamash the day it was supposed to, and by that time was the nest of Mordechai that Klai Yisrael was saved. But if it wouldn't have been that from the first letter, that the Goyim there saw how foolish Achashverosh's letters were, they would have taken a second letter much more serious, and as soon as the letter would have went out to kill out the Yehudim, they would have started killing them out right away. So it's because of this first foolish letter that the Jews weren't killed out. Army people said like this, my high, what is this big king telling us? This Shadlan is telling us a big message, like the king is giving us a big message now. Leos Kolishar Vabaisai, that every man should be the ruler in his house. But they've left at it. Pshita, of course, is that way. Afilu Korcha Vabaisai, Padashcha Levi. Like even a weaver in his house, he's the boss. Like, what are you telling me now? So they thought the letter was very foolish. So therefore, when the second letter came out, they also thought it was foolish. That's why they didn't go to kill out the Jews, but to Mamish Yud Gimel the Adam. Rashi Shulch says them Shaita Ben Yumas. They thought he was a fool in their eyes. Shaita. Vayavkir Hamelach Pekidim. The Melech sent up Pekidim, mean offices, to find them a new wife, to find them a new queen. Is Omar Rav, Maidich Siv, what does the Pasuk say? Kol Orim Yaseh Bedas, a smart person does it with wisdom, Uksil Yifresh Yivelis, and a fool does them only more foolish things. Kol Orim Yaseh Bedas, a wise person does it with wisdom, Zed David. That goes on David Melech. It says by David HaMelech when he wanted to find the queen, they went to look for a Nara for a wife for David. Is Koma the heavenly brata Aisin Alei? Whoever had a daughter ran fast to give it to see if David would marry her. Uksil Yifara Shavaltoi, but a fool only makes more foolish things. Zachashverish. Tehsiv says Vachashverish, Vayavkeit HaMelech Pekidim. He set up offices to get himself a wife. His Koman the heavenly brat, whoever had a daughter, itmerei, minei, hid him from Achashverosh. His nobody wanted to get married to Achashverosh. So everybody used to hide their daughters that they shouldn't, the officer shouldn't get them. Then it says, the following the matter of an ish Yehudi, hoya b'shushin abiri. There was an ish Yehudi, hoya b'shushin abira. Is ish Yemini, who's that go on? In the process writer, it says, Ish Yehudi, Yoy B'shushan Habira, Ish Yemini. My comment, what does the Pasuk say here? Ili Yechusa Kostif is telling you, Yichus of Mordechai all the way back, Lach say, V'yozal Ad Binyamin, but should have went all the way back, that he ended up, he was from Sheva Binyamin, let it go straight back. Ela, Maishna Hani, how come it only says this, it says, Ish Yemini and Ish Yehudi, how come only these two things? Maishna Hani, Tono, Kulon Al Shemoy Nikro. All these things are going on his name, talking about Mordechai himself. Ben Yoir, why is he called Ben Yoir? Means Ben Sheheir and Aim Shah Yisrael B'Tfilosai. His tefillah's davening lit up the eyes of all the Jews. Has his tefillah helped save the Jews? Ben Shmi'i means Ben Sheshom El Tfilosai, that he's the son that Hashem listened to his tefillah. Ben Kish means Shehikish Al Sarei Shari Rachmin. He knocked at the doors in Shemayim of Shari Rachmin, Veniftuch when Hashem opened it up. But this tochulay, yeah. So that's why he's took and called Mordechai. These names, these are all names of what Mordechai himself did. Korele Yehudi, it calls him Yehudi, the Pasuk is Yehudi, the Chura Alma, Yehudi Kosta, Yisim Moza, came from Shevet Judah. The Korele Yemini, the Pasuk also says Yemini, Alma, Mi Binyamin Kosta, is it came from Binyamin? So where's the Stira? Omer Rav Nachman, Mordechai Muchta Binimusay Hoya. Mordechai had a very good character. He was Muchta Binimusay, very Choshiva, a good character. Trashi, Bishamus Noyim Nimoshem, he had a beautiful name. Omar Rabba Bar Bachon, Omar Rabbi Yeshua, Ben Levi. Oviv mi Binyamin. True, his father was from Shevet Binyamin. But Yishnovi Imoi mi Yehuda. His mother was from Shevet Yehuda. For Rabbon and Amir Rabbon and say, Mishpochos Mizgaroi Zubizu. The Mishpochos were fighting one over another. Mishpochos Yehuda, the Mishpochos of Yehuda said in Eris, Ano Gorim Dimisyal de Mordechai. We take the credit for Mordechai. The now Yehuda said, Shevet Yehuda said, we take the credit for Mordechai. The loikot lay David the Shimi ben Geri. Because David the Melech didn't kill Shimi ben Geri, and therefore it came out Mordechai. O Mishpachas ben Yomin Amr, but the Shevet ben Yomin said, no, Minoi Kosi, we get the credit for Mordechai. Rav Amr Rav said like this, Knesset Yisrael Amru, the Knesset Yisrael said it. Lead the Gisa, the other way around. Ru Ma'osali Yehuda. Look at what Yehuda did, and look what paid back, Binyamin paid back. Mostly Yehuda, what did you